a new organization for flight instructors and aviation educators. How will SAFE be different? I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. In the very brief time since the beginning of February, the newly formed Society of Aviation and Flight Educators has gone from a loosely organized group of instructors seeking something better to a fully formed organization with an elected board of directors, the beginnings of an online instructional materials library for members, an updated master instructor program, and a growing presence at major aviation events. ANN Editor-in-Chief Jim Campbell recently got to spend a few minutes looking ahead with recently elected SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart.
It's real. It's a real, living, breathing organization. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It's a really exciting thing. It's amazing how fast we've gone. I got to say, we're feeling the G's right now. We're beyond utility category. We're pushing up at the aerobatic category right now. We got incorporated 7 days ago on the 20th in the state of Connecticut. So we are an official incorporation. The name is the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators, Incorporated. Mm-hmm. We are not 501c3 yet. That's a 29-page application. It's rather extensive, and we have to be sure that it's right. We have to make sure that all the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted. The feds won't have it any other way. There's a little concern that we might have to change our bylaws because the feds want to see, in particular, having to do with dissolution. If the society were to dissolve, how are the assets going to be distributed? And they have to go to a nonprofit. It has to be spelled out. As soon as we have that 501c3 approval, we can then go out and ask members to join by paying dues and become card-carrying members. And it's really exciting because it's just all happening so fast.
Well, let me put you on the spot here. Here's the big question. How will SAFE be different from NAFI?
In so many different ways. Let me start off with saying that SAFE, our name, indicates alone that we're not just for flight instructors, we're for aviation educators, which brings in the ground instructor, it brings in the sim instructor, it brings in academia, the teachers in college and high school classrooms. It brings in creator of training products. Who are all welcome in our organization. That's something that NAFI does not pursue. I don't really want to spend too much time on what NAFI does or doesn't do, but what we intend to do. We certainly intend to bring flight instruction to the top of the aviation career ladder. You know, we have an incident a couple weeks ago. Captain Sullenberger lands in the Hudson, does a wonderful job. He is lauded as the hero, but the real hero is the person sitting in the right seat who taught him how to fly and gave him 6 months training. And we really want to bring aviation education up to that level so it's recognized that way. We intend a lot of tools. We intend to have a library. In fact, we're already starting to build the library on site, job market, representation with the FAA up at AFS 800. To be honest, I'll mention the name. Bob Wright has already stepped forward to say that he would like to act as a liaison for SAFE in interacting and interfacing with the FAA.
Right man for the job.
Absolutely perfect man for the job. We're looking, and as you're well aware, not to break my arm patting myself on the back, but we do have the cream of the crop here, and for starters, and we're not limiting it to that. We want even the very bare bones beginning flight instructor. But with the cream of the crop, we can now go to the FAA and start to work to improve practical test standards, to improve the quality of instruction, to offer tools for flight instructors to make flight instruction more valid, to give it more integrity. To be honest, right now, I don't feel that's there. And it's our hope to bring it up to that level.
We'll have more with ANN's Jim Campbell and Doug Stewart of SAFE in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in.
Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. Clarity Aloft headsets are known for the superior clarity of sound. They're lightweight but rugged enough to meet military specifications. Best of all, they boast better noise reduction than ANR in the speech frequencies that matter most to you. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Platt. ANN's Jim Campbell is talking to recently elected SAFE Chairman Doug Smith about what needs to change in the way we teach people to fly and how to start that process of change in the current economic environment.
The aviation world right now is in a bit of a funk, to say the least. And we've got major problems that are going to need to be resolved. But what's going to come out of this is a different kind of industry. We're unbroken, but maybe a little bit bowed along the way. This is going to be a very different industry. How will SAFE reformulate how people learn to fly?
I don't think that we can reformulate the way people learn to fly, to be very honest. The technology changes. We're well aware that there is nothing static in aviation save for the airplane that's mounted on a pedestal in front of a museum. That's static. But nothing else in aviation is static. It's a very dynamic thing. But the way people learn, I think the very basic things like the rule of primacy, that doesn't change. So we have to be prepared to move with new technology, to move with new methods of marketing. For example, so many instructors right now, that old mentality of flight instruction, the flight instructor is only paid when the Hobbs meter is running. I run a small flight school. My instructors are paid from the minute they start with the client until they're done. The client is told at the very beginning of coming to us for instruction, you're going to pay for the time you spend with your flight instructor. It's valuable time. And it'll be money much better spent because, face it, the cockpit's a horrible classroom. It's the worst classroom we have in the world. So we're going to spend time on the ground before and after the flight, pre-briefing, debriefing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We need to change the flight instructor industry and community in that way to get away from that the instructors only pay when the Hobbs meter is running. And we need to be safe, needs to be out there banging that drum, promoting that. As far as though the way people learn, that's I don't think we can change that. You could lead a horse to drink, but you can't make him water. I know it's a little backwards on purpose. We can't change hazardous attitudes, but we can recognize ways of training pilots to recognize the fact that they have the hazardous attitudes and then how to create their own antidotes. To be honest, some of the FAA ones don't really work too well. We need to help flight instructors with those issues. And right now, no one else is doing that. These are the kind of things we're hoping to do in SAFE.
Finally, if you can look ahead, let's pull out the SAFE crystal ball. If you have the opportunity, if things go the way you envision, what kind of effect will SAFE have, and what will SAFE look like a couple of years down the way?
I certainly hope that a couple of years from now, SAFE is really recognized as the preeminent organization to represent not only flight instructors, but flight instruction, aviation education. That we are the organization that is turned to not only by student pilots, by pilots looking for recurrent training, but by the FAA as well for guidance in tools and techniques of effective ways of teaching flight, teaching aviation.
We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Jim Campbell is ANN's editor-in-chief. Doug Stewart is the National Flight Instructor of the Year for 2004, a master instructor, FAA Gold Seal instructor, and a designated pilot examiner. He's logged over 9,000 hours of dual instruction in aircraft ranging from a J-3 Cub to the Piper Malibu and Mirage. Doug is now chairman of the Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. You can find out more at www.safepilots.org. You've been listening to a special feature from AeroNews. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.